Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shi'ul. This is the third shi'ur in the topic of Ger Shenisgayel Kekatan Shenoylad B'din Soita L'Boyel Goy. If a woman sleeps with a goy when she's married, is she allowed to marry him afterwards? Is there an Isser L'Boyel? And in the previous shi'ul, we saw a yisod that when it comes to a mitzius of kulva, so there we say gershin is gayil kekotin shenoylad dami. So if a brother and a sister convert, they can marry each other. They're kekotin shenoylad. And when it comes to dinim that apply to both Jews and goyim, it applied even to the goy. So there we say that what the goy did as a goy will be poel dinim even afterwards when he's a Jew, because the dinim apply equally or similarly to goyim and to Jews. And Masha'en Kain, when it comes to areas of halacha that are completely different for a Jew, there we don't say that what he did when he was a goy is poel when he's a Jew. There we say kekatan shenoylad. That was the Yesod, or Yesodos, that emerged from the previous Shi'ur. And now we will go weiter. And again, this is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Maron Rosh HaYeshiva, Reb Chaim Zatzal. Bi'Yerushalmi B'Kiddushin, B'Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Ketuv, Lamadnu Goyim Ein Lahim Kiddushin. Goyim don't have Kiddushin. B'Kesef. How does a Goy get married? With beer. But Kedushay Kesef they don't have. What about Frekti Yerushalmi? We had a shir, at least one on this in the past. Very, very geshmak. What about Gerushin? Do Goyim have Gerushin? Rabbi Chinina b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman. V'Yisroel nasati Gerushin. V'loy nasati Gerushin. Be'umois ha'olam. To Jews, I gave divorce, and I did not give divorce to the nations of the world. And the Yerushalmi proves that Ein Lahem Gerushin, Mimai Ditani Reb Chiya Ben Levi, Goy Shegiresh Es Ishtoi, Vaholcho Venises Laacher, Vigirsha, Viachakach Nizgairu Shnehem, Ein Ani Koyre Balo Yuchal Bal Harishoin. Loshuv lekachta. The raya is that if a goy divorces his wife and then she marries another man, and then she and her first husband both convert to Judaism, we don't say that there's a problem here of going back to her original husband. We know that a Jewish woman who marries Reuven, divorces and marries Shimon, can't go back to Reuven afterwards. She's done with Reuven. This woman can go back to her original husband. Why? And the answer is, Yerushalmi proves from here that it must be that she doesn't have Gerushin. Aybazai, if she doesn't have Gerushin, then it makes all the sense in the world that she can go back to her first husband. Because Goyim don't have Gerushin. Mevuar midivrei Yerushalmi, shim yesh Gerushin l'goy, if there was such a thing as Gerushin for a goy, it would be an isser. There would be an isser of machzil gurushasoi kishen izgayru. It'd be an isser of machzil gurushaso even after their conversion. It's only because there's no gerushin by a goy, so there's no isser of machzil gurushaso. But if there was a concept of gerushin by a goy, then we would say there's an isser of machzil gurushaso. She'd be considered his gurusha, and it's not shayich to say here the din of kekotan shenoylad domi. It would appear that this is because when they are goyim, there was a mitzius of gerushin. That when they were goyim, there was a mitzius of gerushin, and like we said, it's no longer shayach to say the klal. of Kakotan Shinoila Dami, because he could do a Maisa Gerushin when they were Goyim. So what do we say? We said in the previous Shi'ur that dinim that apply to Goyim like they apply to Jews, there we don't say Kakotan Shinoila Dami. So if the Gemara is saying, if there was a mitzius of Gerushin by Goyim, that a Goy could be Megarish his wife, then Katan Shinoila Dami wouldn't help us, and she would not be allowed, this woman, this Gioiles, would not be allowed to go back to her first husband, who she had when she was a Goy, because they did Gerushin. It must be, there is no mitzius of Gerushin. Right, and the fact that there's no Isur Machzil Bushaso by a Goy doesn't bother us, like Tosis writes by Piri of Arabia. You're right, they have no mitzvah, but they at least have their meyuchas. They have the yichus of Piri of Arabia. So since they have a concept of Piri of Arabia, so when you have children out Goy, they also count as your children out Jew. So too, your Gerushin out Goy would count out Jew as well, if they had a mitzvah of Gerushin. So this mice that they do out Goyim also is going to count. It's going to be Paul Dinam afterwards. She's going to be a Gerusha, and there's going to be an Isser when she's Jewish of Machzir Gerushasa, and we're not going to say, Kekotin Shenoyla Dami. Kamosha Nitba'er, like we already explained, that what's knowing, Ba'oidoi Goy, Lo'i Shayach Be'ach Klola, this Klal isn't Shayach, and we say that the Maisa Gerushin and Yisuin, that she carried out when she was a non-Jewish, is poel oleha toiras machzir grusha. So that would mean that after her gerus, she is still going to have a toiras machzir grusha. According to this, it would appear that we could be miyashiv the kashiv of the Tosis Yeshanim that we saw in the previous Shi'urim. On the opinion that a boyal ugoi la'achar, this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yechiel and others, that a boyal ugoi after his gerus is allowed to marry the woman who he slept with. In other words, when a guy had bia with a Jewish woman who was married, and then he converted, we don't say there's an iser labayel. We say that there's a din of Gershon is Gayel Kakotin Shinoila Dami. So the Kasha was of the Tosis Yeshanim. I don't understand. When a Goy has Bia with a Jewish woman, with an Eishes Ish, when a Goy has Bia with an Eishes Ish, the din is that even after he converts, he's still chayav misa. So what do we see? We see that gerushin is gayel kakotin shenoyel adami doesn't help us. So why does it help us to say that if he had bia with a married woman, and then he was Mizgayer, there's no Isser Laboyel. Why is there no Isser Laboyel? Because of Katan Shinoila Dami. But Katan Shinoila Dami doesn't help the Pater from Misa. So why does it help to allow him to marry this woman. And we say there's no Isser Labayel. Why is there no Isser Labayel? If it doesn't help to pater him from Chiyuv Misa, why does it help to allow him to marry her? So the answer is shiny hasam. Shegam b'giyusa noyeg bo yisrael eishes ish v'chiyuv misa. Like the Gemara there says, it's not a shtani dina. Even when he was a goy, he was aser. And therefore, it's not shaykh the din of kakot and shenoy l'adami. What do we say? We say that when an iser is shaykh, even when he's a guy, and then he converts, we don't take kakot and shenoy l'adami. Just like a halva, when he takes halva, it's guy. We don't say when he converts, kakot and shenoy l'adami, and everything is cool, he doesn't have to pay it back. No, because he owed the halva as a guy, he owes the halva as a Jew. The same din. So here also, Alz goy he bichayev misa. So Alz Jew is also chayev misa. It's not going to help. Begiyuso be misa saif. And now it's misa schenik. Beseder. But he's still chayev misa. So the same din applies. And therefore, we don't say that Gershon is Gayer, Kakotin Shenoy Ladami. As we established in the previous year, that what applies to a Goy, if it applies to a Goy like it applies to a Jew, then we don't say Kakotin Shenoy Ladami. And let's say a woman was Mizana with a Goy, and she wants to marry him afterwards. Here we would say it's Mutter, there's no Isser Laboyel. Why? Because the Isser Saita Laboyel is not Noig Begoy. And therefore it's shaykh to have the din of Gershin is Gayel Kakot Mishanoi Ladami. And he's considered a new person. Like the Mordechai writes in the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel. So if she's Mizana with a guy, well now we're dealing with the question of Isser Saita Laboyel. Do Goyim have a concept of Isser Saita Laboyel? No. So since they don't have that concept, now that he converts, the din is that he can marry her. He can marry this woman who is Mizana with him. Why? Because the din of Isser Saita Laboyel is a Noig Begoy. Ah, it's not Noig Begoy, so when he converts, we say Kakot and Shenoy L'Adami. Because when it comes to dinim that apply only when he's a Jew and not when he's a guy, there we say Kakot and Shenoy L'Adami. So he's a different person. That explains, that answers the kasha of Tosfos Shanim and Divrei Rabbeinu Yechiel b'shem HaMordechai, who distinguish between the din of marrying the woman he was mezana with and the din of chiyuv misa. A guy who was mezchayev misa and was mezgaya, so it's not going to help. Because he would be chayev misa al tzgoy, it's chayev misa al tzchu. Hashem came when it comes to Isser Saita Laboyel, there that's not Noig Begoy, and Memela, when he becomes a Jew, we say Kakot and Shenoylad. So now, we'd like to come and explain the Tumas Hadeshen and the Gro, who are Mitzarif together, the Rosh, who says that since she's already Aser to the Goy, there's no Isser of Enitma Laboyel, because she's already Aser to him. So it's not this relationship that's not this act of relations that's making them usher, but the very fact that he's a guy, so anyway they're usher. So they use that reason together with the reason of Kotin Shenoylad. So for both two reasons together, we say that a guy who is Mizana with a Jewish married woman can marry her. both because anyway she's Asir, so it's not this relationship that did it, and B, because Katan Shinoi Ladani. So we asked, well, each reason doesn't work independently, so how do they work together? So based on what we explained, it would appear as follows, that B'emes, even the Mordechai in the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel didn't intend to be Matir Mitzad Katan Shinoi Ladani alone. Because even though Ain Saita Leboyel Noeg Lebogoi, even though there's no Isser, if a woman cheats, there's no Isser for her afterwards to be with Boyala, there's no Isser of Isser Leboyel Isser Lebal by Goyim, nevertheless, the Mitzius of a Saita Leboyel is definitely Shaykh by a Goy. And therefore, we can say that these are like dinim that are knowing when he's a goy, since there is such a mitzias. You know what it's like? It's like pilya v'rivya. Goyim don't have a mitzvah of pilya v'rivya, but they have a mitzias of pilya v'rivya. And when they have children, it's considered al pi din their children. So here also there's a mitzias of a saita who cheated on her husband and with a boil. So since you have that mitzias, we say that the dinim are going to apply even after conversion that he's not allowed to marry her. Since it applied, there was such a mitzias of saita l'boil when he was a guy, so we say that it applies when they're Jewish as well, when he converts to Judaism as well. We don't say kakadon shenaylat, because what applies as a guy, well, it continues applying when you're Jewish. So the mais is nus shemikoidem is poil and isu soita l'boil achashin is gayer. And therefore the Rosh had to bring from the sugi of soita and say that we learned in the first shi'ul that since asira v'kaima eino b'chlal parshas tumas soita l'boil, that since she's already usher to him, what's the usher in the Gemara? The usher is that because of this relationship she became usher to him. But here she's already usher to him. So the asir of a kind of one, she's already usher to him, al tzgoi, that's not included in the parshas tumas soita l'boil, when anyway they're usher to each other. So that's why the Rosh had to come on to that reason, because the katan shenaylat isn't going to be enough. Because we can't say katan shenaylat here, because there is a mitzias of soita l'boyala, even by a goy. So you won't say katan shenaylat. That's why the Rosh had to come on to the reason of a seer of a kaima. You know why there's no isser l'boyal goy? Because anyway, she's asked him before and now it's goy. That's why the Rosh had to bring that reason. But this reason alone isn't enough. Because after he's misgayel, it would be shayach shetochol olav ke'es parshas tumas boil. Now that he's misgayer, so now the parsha of tumas boil should be chal on him. Right beforehand there was no iser of the boil. Like the, what does the Rosh say? The Rosh says if it's a sir of a kaima, there's no iser of the boil. So before there it was a seer of a kaima. Before she was already asher to Matzkoi. But now she's no longer asher to Matzkoi because now he's Jewish. So now the parasha of Tumas Boil should be chal. Because now there's no longer a seer of a kaima. And for this reason, Be'emes, if somebody has Bia with his wife's sister, and then his wife dies, so the parsha of Tumas Boya is Chal Achar Misas Ishto, and he can't marry his wife's sister. Like the Ra writes, why? Because with every Boya, the Isser is only Chal after the Gerushin. Anytime a man sleeps with a married woman, anyway, she's Asser also. So when is the Isser L'boil chal? Only after only after the Geirushin. So here also, even though the by Achos Ishta, even though they're already Aser Alts Achos Ishta beforehand, not because of their forbidden relationship, but still, now that his wife died, the parsha of Tumas Boil is going to be Cha after his wife's death. Just like in every case where the parsha of Tumas Boil is going to be Chal after the Geirushin, after she divorced her husband. Because anyway, now she's Aser Alts Ishta Ish. So here also, why don't we say that by a guy, now that he converts, so now the parasha, now she's no longer a seer of a kaima, so now the parasha of Tumas Boil should be chal. So because of that, we need to come on to the other reason. That since Bigi Yusoi hufka mea parasha legamrei, since when he was a guy, he's completely out of this parasha of Tumas Boil. So this is considered like dinim that don't apply by giyusai. And in this we say, Gershin is gayel kakotin shenoylad dami. So it emerges that these two reasons, the of the Rosh and of the Mordechi in the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel, need each other, like the Trumas Hadeshen and the Grah hold. You need both reasons. You need the reason of kakotin shenoylad, and you also need the reason of asira v'kaima. Because let's say you want to just say the reason of kakotin shenoylad, so you can say no. There's a mitzius of soita l'boyala, even for a guy. So you don't say kakotin shenoylad. So therefore you have to come on to the other reason. Of a seal of a kaima. Anyway, she's aser. Anyway, she's aser to him. Alts guy. He's a guy, and therefore this the din of sota lebayil doesn't apply. The aser of sota lebayil doesn't apply. That's also not enough, because after he converts, now the aser of sota lebayil should apply, because she's no longer a seal of a kaima. Therefore, you have to come on to the other reason. That when he was a guy, he was mufka from this parsha legamrei. And these are dinim that don't apply by giyusa. So you need the combination of these two answers. Number one, you need to say that gershin is gayil kakotin shenoylad dami. But we said that's not going to be enough, because there still is a mitzius of soita l'boyel by a guy. It's a mitzius soita l'boyel by a guy, so therefore that's going to continue applying as a Jew. So therefore we have to come on to the reason of a seer of a kaima. She's already usher outs. She's already usher to him outs guy, because he's a guy. So therefore their bia isn't going to usher. But that reason's not enough. Because after he converts, so now the parish of Tumas Boil should be Chal. Since now he's no longer a seer of a kaima. So to that, we're mitzarev here, the Gershin is Garish, Kadosh Neila Dami is enough to say that no. That he's also a new person. In other words, the two together, each one alone wouldn't be enough, because each one alone we have an answer to. You can answer to Gershin is Gael Kakotin Shinoi Ladami, because these are dinim that are noheg even when he was a guy, so it's also noheg when he's a Jew. So the Gael Kakotin Shinoi Ladami are not going to help. So if we say, alright, the reason the Boil is an Aser is because the Seer of a Kaim was already Aser before. Okay, but that's also not going to help, because let it be Chal now. Let the Aser Tumas Boil be Chal now, like it is by Achos Ishta, like it is with every married woman. Anyway, she's Aser Al Teishas Ish when she's a married woman. But if she's no longer an Eishas Ish, then the Tumas Boil is Chal. So to that we answer, no, it can't be Chal. Because it's Kakotin Shenoylad, so it's not like the other cases. It's enough for Kakotin Shenoylad, even though it was Noeg even before, there was a Metzias of Saita. But the two reasons together are strong enough. The fact that we have a Klal of Kakotin Shenoylad, But it wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be sufficient alone, because the mitzius of soita leboil applies even to a goy. So you have to come onto a seal of a kaim. A seal of a kaim isn't enough, because let the yeser be chal now after his conversion, where they're no longer he's no longer going to be elser al tzkoy. So that we say kakut and shenai that. So we need the two reasons, like the gra and the tumas hadesh, and say. And it's instructive to see here the lashon of the Ritva in our sugya, who writes the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel. The cave in the Bishal Shenesra Baila Okum Haya, since at the time that she was usher to her husband. He was a guy when they had this forbidden relationship. You can't say Asu Alabo, because anyway he's a guy. Hashda Nami now also after he converts, Nami lo mitzvah. Why? King the Gilshin is Gail Kakadashanoiladomi. Now they're also not going to be usher to each other, because Gershon is Gaiosh and Kakad and Shanoila. So you see that the two reasons work together, as we explained. Divrei Rabbeinu Yechiel Miyusodim are based on the fact that Begiyuso, they didn't become usher to each other. And since Begiyuso, there wasn't a din that they were usher to each other, so now that he converted, he's a different person, they're still not going to be usher to each other. And we're not going to be Mechel the Klal, but now the Isser the Boil is going to kick in. So, there's a lot more to talk about. So, Mirtz Hashem, Yirat and Shenizke, Lachzor, Belishnois, Perikze. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.